Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Of all the awards for culinary excellence in the U.S., the James Beard Awards are the highest honor a restaurant or a chef can receive. Milwaukee has historically punched above its weight among both restaurants and chefs nominated and receiving the award. This year, Milwaukee had three chefs reach the semifinal round, and last week, the short list of finalists was unveiled, and Justin Abrahamian of Sanford Restaurant made the cut. Lake Effect contributor Kyle Cherrick talked with Bonnie North and offered some insight into how the awards are organized.
There's 10 regions across the country, and the Beard Foundation is very secretive about this, but, you know, they have had to finally answer some questions. So it's 38,000 people weigh in publicly, and then there's 600 very secretive food writers and magazine editors and cookbook writers and et cetera that are sort of this Opus Dei of James Beard judges. And the awards have been going, I mean, it's the Oscars of food. So they've been going since 91, and it's basically the highest acclaim an American chef can get. And Milwaukee has always done extraordinarily well. I mean, years ago, I wrote an article about how you could start in Walker's Point at Crazy Water and you could comfortably walk restaurant to restaurant until you got to Lake Park Bistro and eat in a restaurant where the chef had either been semifinaled, nominated, or won the James Beard.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
Right? Yeah. So there's sort of two stages. There's the semifinalist list, which is usually about 30 names or so for a region. And that's a huge honor. I love this great little secret. Sandy D'Amato told me this story. Until about 10 years ago, that list was never made public until a sort of a snarky East Coast journalist felt chided or something. We don't know the real story, but released that list. So then the Beard Foundation had to essentially
own up to it.
Own up to it and start releasing it nationally. So now we know who the sort of long list is as opposed to the short list, right? And then from there, that list of 30 or so names is whittled down to four or five, and those are called nominees.
And that's still per region.
And that's still per region.
Okay.
And all of those ladies and gentlemen will then go to New York, to Lincoln Center, big red carpet. 6 hour. It's the Oscars. I mean, that's what it is. We've filmed when another Wisconsin chef, Tori Miller, won. It's the Oscars of food. Every famous name that you can think of is there, even if they're not nominated. And that list of four or five is whittled down to one. Sandy D'Amato won it. Adam Siegel has won it for us. Odessa Piper over in Madison has won it as far as Wisconsin. The medals themselves are huge gold medals, and they've got James Beard. I mean, it's a fantastic. And then the parties, just like the Oscars, the after parties go all night.
And you know the food's going to be good.
The food, well, it isn't. I mean, 2 years ago when we were celebrating with Tori, we were in the kitchen of 11 Madison Park, had just won Best Restaurant of the Year for the nation, and 3 a.m. we're eating hot dogs with all these famous chefs in the kitchen. This is a place that normally is booked out, I don't know, a year and a half with reservations, and the check totals $700, and I'm eating a hot dog. So it's terrific pageantry, but it's actually an authentic celebration of true cooking talent. So Justin Abrahamian of Sanford, who he and his wife Sarah bought it from Sandy and Angie just about a year and a couple of months ago, has been nominated four times.
Okay, so that's the first list. That's the long list.
No, that's the short list.
Oh, the short list.
He's been semifinaled and then obviously nominated four times.
Wow.
So Sandy was nominated five times before he won. Justin's now nominated four times. He's also been nominated for something called Rising Star, which is a national list, meaning you're under 30 and you're changing the way American cuisine moves forward.
So that's another huge honor.
Huge, huge. And the other chefs this year that made the semifinalist list, the big list of 30 names for a region, David Swanson from Braise, it's his second time. And then the real coup was Justin Carlisle with his new restaurant, Ardent. So that restaurant had been open 4 months by the time that award was given, but Ardent was listed among 29 other restaurants for the entire country as best new restaurant.
So he hadn't even had really time to, like, shake out the wrinkles on the tablecloth.
Right. Yeah. Literally. And so as far as a national accolade, and should anybody ever wonder how's Milwaukee's dining scene doing, we're kicking butt and we're taking names. Literally. To be in that category of the national list of great, great, great new restaurants, it's just a huge coup. And, I mean, it would have been great if both Dave Swanson of Braise and Abrahamian of Sanford had made the nominee list. But we all really hope that Justin wins this year. It's his turn. It's his time.
So when do we know? When do we find out?
May 5th.
Okay,
May
5th. So we have another month or so to go.
Yeah, and that's when the huge gala is and so on and so forth. I've got plans to be there because I want to hug Justin, jump up and down when he wins. I mean, he's up against some great chefs. There's a chef in Minneapolis, Paul Berglund. There's Gerard Kraft from Niche, who's in Missouri, and it's his fifth nomination. There's Michelle Gaynor, who's out of Minneapolis. She's a sort of a new name on the list. And then Lenny Russo in St. Paul, and he's been on the list. I think this is his third time. So it's really tough competition. Clayton Compton from Omaha didn't make it, but I think he's as qualified as anybody.
Have.
Yeah, yeah. I did. To be honest, I think I was a little affronted that his name didn't make that nominee list. You know, the Beard Foundation has been really great about keeping it secretive, keeping it special. The Food Network bought the award ceremony a couple of years ago and kind of glitzed it up. And there's certain aspects, to be frank, I don't really care about that in New York. But what it still means to the chefs, it's the highest honor. Your colleagues can never take it away from you. And yeah, the diners flock there and things like that, but you've proven it. You've proven it.
So you've basically, we've been talking about it in terms of Oscars, you've got the gold statue.
Yeah, you got the gold statue.
And does that add pressure to chefs? When you've talked to them, the ones who've won, who actually come down to it, does it add an extra bit of pressure to continue to produce beyond what they're already doing?
Yes and no. Jerry Seinfeld's got that great phrase about when he started doing stand-up after the show, that he'd come out and, you know, he'd have about 3 minutes of free laughs, and after that he really had to be honestly funny. And I can't remember, it wasn't Adam Siegel, but another chef that had won basically shared that story and said, you know, you're cooking, it's still got to be so present and honest. And if anything drops, people know. So it's such a craft, and so few of them actually make a lot of money or get famous. I mean, really, in the scheme of that. So you're doing it for the love of it. And anybody, as far as I've met, that wins the Beard or gets close to it, that's cream on the cake, but that's not the reason they got up in the morning. I mean, they're terrifically joyous about it. There's no question. But that isn't what drives them forward within their craft. But in terms of Milwaukee, we just have so much cooking talent. And this Beard Foundation event keeps confirming how good we are. To have three names on the semifinalist list and then one on the nominee list this year and the year prior and the year prior and the year prior. I mean, we just keep rocking it.
Which is, of course, fantastic.
Yeah. No surprise to me.
Yeah.
But I want more people to know.
Well, this will help.
Yeah.
This will help. And all the best luck to Justin. And we're going to talk when you come back,
right,
certainly from that, because I'm going to want to hear all about the red carpet.
About the awards and the experience
and
so forth.
And whatever you eat at 3 o'clock in the morning at whatever restaurant, if it's hot dogs or something else.
Right. So everybody send good culinary vibes to and Sanford's way and towards Justin. I know he can feel it in the kitchen while he's dicing something.
Something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Cool.
Well, Kyle, as always, great to chat with you. And we will catch you next month.
Happy to be here.
Lake Effect contributor Kyle Cherik is host of the public television show Wisconsin Foodie. He spoke with Bonnie North, and he'll do a free public presentation on Milwaukee's role in shaping the country's culinary landscape Thursday evening at the University Club in Milwaukee. The Islands of Milwaukee considers the sounds around our homes, coming up in just a bit on Lake Effect from WUWM.